Need the perfect commercial created for local or national radio? Then look no further than FantasticVoiceovers.com. That's FantasticVoiceovers.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to be joined in the next segment by Representative Wyoming to talk about civil asset forfeiture. I wanted to go over some news at the top of the hour here. As I'd mentioned earlier in the program, the article that we have on Infowars.com, the U.S. is helping commit atrocities in Yemen, yet pretending that it's Iran's fault. Now, Noam Chomsky had an interesting comment on all of this, very specifically about Iran, because we had Secretary of State John Kerry saying that what Iran is doing is destabilizing the area. Yet we are the ones who are sending a massive fleet there, practicing gunboat diplomacy. Noam Chomsky said this. He said the most interesting one is the charge that Iran is destabilizing the Middle East because it's supporting militias that have killed American soldiers in Iraq. That's kind of as if in 1943 the Nazi press had criticized England because it was destabilizing Europe for supporting partisans who were killing German soldiers occupying those countries. In other words, the assumption is that whenever the U.S. invades, it kills a couple hundred thousand people, it destroys the country, it elicits sectarian conflicts that are now tearing Iraq and the region apart. That's stabilization. That's stabilization. Yet, if someone resists that pact, that is destabilization. That's the insane world that we live in. That's, I guess, another example of American exceptionalism that is pushed by the American press, that whatever we do, there's a different standard. Of course, we know there's a different standard for our government in the way that it allows its employees to work as opposed to the way it allows civilians who are not in the military, who are not in the militarized police to operate. But truly, this country is digressing into insanity. Listen to this article. We've got a judge in New York that gives chimpanzees human rights for the first time. We've got a New York judge that said two apes are covered by habeas corpus. Habeas corpus, you know, when are we going to get that kind of protection for human beings? When are we going to have rights? I mean, what kind of, you know, when I first saw this, I said, was this a kangaroo court? We have plenty of kangaroo courts, actually. We have kangaroo courts pretty much in every one of the bureaucracies, but now they're going to give special rights. They're going to get recognized human rights for chimpanzees when they don't recognize human rights for human beings. That's precisely what we're going to be talking about in the next hour. You know, when this was vetoed in Wyoming, the governor there, who is a former prosecutor, said, we have a right to do this. In other words, the government has a right. You don't have rights. Only the government has rights. And so the government grants you privileges if you're a good little ape, otherwise they don't. Now, just to understand fully the kind of brave new world that we're living in, this article on Infowars.com, school under fire for transgender kindergarten lesson that they never informed the parents about, of course. This is these are officials at the Mitchell Primary School, and this is a situation where they have a book about a transgender child that was read to most of the school's kindergarten through third grade students. They say, we have a practice of if a topic is considered to be sensitive, parents should be informed. So, you know, they're not going to fire them. They're not going to not do that. Maybe in the future they will just tell you, we're going to talk to your kindergartner about transgender issues. Listen, I don't want government officials, I don't want teachers who aren't the parents of my kids, okay? I don't want some stranger talking to my kids about heterosexual issues at kindergarten age. End of story. This is a brave new world scenario. You know, when they talked about sex education, that's where this is leading, into this type of thing, where they preoccupy the society with this type of sexual preoccupation. That was a strategy of Brave New World. When we look at it, are we living in George Orwell's 1984? Are we living in Brave New World? The answer is, we're living in both. We get different approaches depending on what level of society you're in, what strata you're in. But we're getting Brave New World and 1984 at the same time. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Representative Kroger.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Hi, I'm Alex Jones. When I got on air 20 years ago, I weighed 180 pounds. I lift weights 5 days a week. I could swim 2-3 miles. Then I discovered the New World Order, the globalists, their agenda. I started an access television show. I was so dedicated to my work and hanging around with radio guys that I began drinking. I began smoking cigars and then even cigarettes. I transformed from looking like a white Bruce Lee to looking like a Jabba the Hutt. So I began a journey 5 years ago to shed the almost 100 pounds. I started taking Super Male Vitality and saw dramatic results in just a few weeks. When I added to the mix the key products developed by Dr. Group for InfoWarsLife.com, the results were incredible. Take the InfoWarsLife.com challenge today at InfoWarsLife.com or give our crew a call. They can answer all your questions or tell you about any of the specials at 888-253-3139.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about GenStone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
GenStone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And GenStone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call GenStone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We're joined now by Representative Kendall Kroger. And he is a representative from Wyoming. We want to talk to him about the civil asset forfeiture bill that was passed in Wyoming. Of course, this was a reform bill that would stop this practice. We played in the last hour comments from Senator Rand Paul and Mike Lee, both talking about the dangers of civil asset forfeiture, how it destroys our basically our not only our rights but our legal system. It encourages the police to act in a corrupt way. It gives them incentives to confiscate people's property without even charging people with a crime, let alone finding them guilty of a crime. So we wanted to talk to him and see what the situation there in Wyoming is, because it was vetoed by the governor. It's being reported by FreedomWorks that Wyoming lawmakers may take another shot at offering some kind of a protection for people and their property. So I wanted to talk to him about what the current situation there is. Thank you for joining us, Representative Kroger. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing? Thank you for joining us. First of all, can you tell the audience what the current state is right now? Are they going to come back with another law about civil asset forfeiture?
We're working on it.
I'm a member of the Judiciary Committee, and it has been picked up as one of our official interim topics.
Okay. All right. Good. Let's go back and talk about the basic problem. We had Senator Rand Paul and Mike Lee. We had a couple of short clips in the last hour. They kind of laid down some of the problems for it. Would you talk to the audience and explain why we should be concerned about civil asset forfeiture? This is something that affects, we've seen bipartisan support in New Mexico as it got passed there, Democrats and Republicans, and yet we still see that with the nominee for Attorney General Eric Holder, the replacement for him, Jessica Lynch, she is very much an advocate of continuing civil asset forfeiture. So can you explain that to the audience, why that is a problem?
Well, it's a major problem because it basically just shoots a hole in the Bill of Rights.
Mm-hmm.
The Fifth Amendment, among other things, says that no person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process. And to me, due process means that you get your day in court, you're innocent until proven guilty, to be on the government where they can take your possession away. And with civil asset forfeiture, none of those protections are there. And it's interesting because the cases aren't even against the person. If you have some cash seized from you, the court case in Wyoming, it's not the state of Wyoming versus, you know, Joe Blow. It's the state of Wyoming versus $5,000 in cash.
Yeah, it's kind of like an Alice in Wonderland situation. They're charging inanimate objects with being accessories to crime. It's absolutely amazing what they do.
Yeah, it is. It's just something that you just, I can't even comprehend that this happens in America. I think this is another sign that our country really is on life support for the great country that we know. You were mentioning earlier about the government thinking that they're the one that grants rights. I mean, our original founding document, the Declaration of Independence, says that that to secure these rights, governments were instituted among men. So the only purpose that we have is for government is to protect our individual rights, and they've just flipped that upside down.
Yes, it absolutely is upside down. It's very interesting because the governor there who vetoed this, and again, you had a bill that would have stopped civil asset forfeiture in Wyoming, and the governor had a couple of different ways that he approached this when he vetoed it. Number one, we need to understand that he is a former federal attorney. Is that correct?
That's correct. He's a former federal prosecutor.
So he's coming at it from that standpoint because it was, after all, the federal government that gave us this legal fiction of civil asset forfeiture. So he says it's important and it's a right. So the first thing he says, just as you mentioned there, is that the government has a right to take your property without charging you of any crime, without giving you a trial, without finding you guilty. They just take your property. And they don't have to make it proportional to whatever the crime was. That's also something that's in the Bill of Rights. But then he goes on to say, crime should not pay, especially drug crime. Well, it seems to me, Representative Croker, that crime is paying for the law enforcement agencies. It's paying very well for them, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And it some parts of the country, more so than others. Luckily, in Wyoming, we haven't seen the gross abuses of this process. Most of the amounts seized are smaller. But to me, that's still criminal. When somebody has, you know, $2,000 taken from them and they never get a day in court, they have to, if they want to get their money back, they have to hire an attorney and sue the government to get it back. To me, that's not due process. That's not innocent until proven guilty. And to me, that is a crime right there.
One of the other things that he said. So first of all, he says the government has a right to take your property. He says crime should not pay, especially drug crime. But this kind of civil asset forfeiture is funding a lot of police departments, a lot of attorneys, prosecuting attorneys departments. And then he goes on to say that it's not a problem in Wyoming anyway. You don't have that kind of problem like you do in other states. But, of course, if we allow this kind of legal structure to exist, even if that were true in Wyoming, that it's never happened in Wyoming, we were warned by Madison that his famous thing in Federalist 51, he said, hey, if men were angels, no government would be necessary. But if angels were to govern men, neither external nor internal controls on government would be necessary. In other words, we have to remember that government is comprised of men who are just a cross-section of the population. Like Frank Serpico said, you're going to have crooked cops as well as honest cops. It's going to be a cross-section of society. And so the question is, do we set up controls to keep from having systemic corruption? That's the real issue. It isn't whether or not somebody has abused this yet in Wyoming, but are you setting up a structure that allows them to? I guess that's really the question, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's really the issue for us. I mean, we as lawmakers, our job is to make sure that the law is right and just and fair, and this law is not. The law itself is abusive. Even if it hasn't been abused further, then that means now is the exact right time to change it. Let's change it before it does get abused. If our current law enforcement community in Wyoming is doing an honorable job, well, that's great, but who's to say who's going to be behind the badge 10 years from now, 20 years from now? And so it's our job to protect future generations as much as our own generation, and that means fixing a bad law and changing it now.
Yeah, I know when Rand Paul was talking to people about some of these types of issues, he said to them, he said, I'm not saying that Obama is necessarily a bad man. What I'm saying is you don't want to have a legal system that requires on having good men in office to keep from having abuse. That's the whole reason that the founders, like James Madison, set up checks and balances. That's the whole reason we have the Bill of Rights. As you pointed out, these rights come from God, and we had them formally recognized in the Constitution so that the government would not take them away. And now they're ignoring that Constitution. As you pointed out, when the governor vetoed this, you said civil asset forfeiture violates the 5th, the 6th, and the 7th Amendments to the U.S. Constitution. I think you talked about the 5th. Talk about the other two. Talk about how it violates those amendments to the Constitution.
Well, between the 6th and 7th Amendments to the Constitution, it provides for somebody who cannot afford an attorney to have one appointed for them. And that's not the case at all. If a person wants an attorney in a civil case, they have to hire it themselves. And one of the scary things in Wyoming is that the median amount seized was around $2,000. And for $2,000, you can't hire an attorney and go to court and have it cost less than that. So it's just not practical.
Mm-hmm.
The other protection there is the right to a jury trial. And in civil matters and in amounts over $20, I believe, is what the Constitution says. And oftentimes these people don't even get to court. Our Attorney General, in front of our committee meeting last week, you know, I asked him about the due process issue, and his response was, well, the Supreme Court has ruled that sending a notice to somebody in the mail that their assets are being seized is due process. to me, you know, that's the opposite of due process. And I think just saying that a Supreme Court has decided something makes it right. I think that's a scary precedent to go down. I remember at one point in our country, the Supreme Court had ruled that that black individuals were property and not people.
Yes.
And so if you're saying that just because the Supreme Court says something it's right, well, then I think that there's a lot of decisions in the past that have been overturned that you don't want to agree with.
Absolutely. I don't need 9 politically appointed judges to interpret the Constitution for me. It's not like it's written in a foreign language. I can read it myself, and it's pretty clear. And we have to understand that these ideas are coming from Washington. I don't know that we're going to see a solution coming out of it in spite of senators like Rand Paul and Mike Lee. And, of course, they're joined. It's a bipartisan effort. There are some Democrat senators who have joined with them to stop this. This isn't just a Republican thing. Actually, interestingly enough, civil asset forfeiture began with Ronald Reagan as part of his war on drugs. We ought to recognize that, and we ought to correct that. But I wanted to talk to you about what's going on right now, because I think really the solutions are going to be coming from the states. And that's why I wanted to get a state legislator like you who understands and appreciates and the Constitution and obeys the Constitution, stands up for it. I think that's really our only hope. There's so much corruption in Washington that even if we have a handful of Democrat and Republican senators who want to stand up for our civil liberties, I'm still very skeptical that's going to happen. Let's talk about what's going on in Wyoming now. This was vetoed by the governor when it was passed, and then there were some Republicans who defected and so you couldn't override the veto at that point. Is this coming back in another form, this civil asset forfeiture legislation?
I can promise it will come back. And for me, the Senate choosing not to override the veto is the most frustrating part of the process. It passed the Senate with a vote of 26-3, And out of the 26 senators who voted for it originally, after the governor vetoed it, 20 of the 26 changed their vote and voted not to override his veto.
Wow.
And that was what was really hard to take and hard to swallow.
Wow. Political pressure definitely being brought to bear there. That reminds me of what happened here in Texas with the bill to stop the TSA. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with Representative Croker from Wyoming. We're talking about civil asset forfeiture, efforts to rein that in at the state level. We'll be right back.
Who has over 65 seed varieties of 34 different vegetables?
Down to Earth.
Who has over 63,000 seeds packaged to last 50 years?
Down to Earth.
Whose seeds can be frozen to maintain germination?
Down to Earth seeds. No hybrids, no GMOs. Just proven old-time seed varieties grown all over the country by our grandparents. Our kids have the best variety and the largest quantities of vegetable seed for the best price. Get your food security now at downtoearthseeds.com or call 870-427-3039.
Last year, in the Nevada desert, one family took a stand for freedom. Numana Food Storage was the first and only company to support the rights of the Bundys. While others stood down, Numana took donations and provided storable foods to the men at Bunkerville. Founded by patriots who believe in liberty, Numana Food Storage is GMO-free, great-tasting, and easy to prepare. Food is freedom. Buy Numana today at PowerPrepper.com. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat at PowerPrepper.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
You've got it.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we have joining us in this segment Representative Kendall Croker, a state representative in Wyoming. And, of course, we have him on because he is fighting for the rights of people in Wyoming to have due process, to have property rights. Civil asset forfeiture, as he was just explaining in the last segment, takes your property rights, takes your right to due process. As he pointed out, when it was passed by the legislature and then vetoed by the governor, he pointed out that it violates the 5th, the 6th, and the 7th Amendments of the Constitution. I want to go back to him and talk to him about what's next in Wyoming, because they're going to come back with another bill. Before I do, quickly, I want to point out that we have InfoWars Life Silver Bullet now at 50% off at InfoWarsLife.com. That'll save you $15 per bottle. It's 50% off, down from $29.95. That's a preparedness grade of silver. It's a powerful 30 parts per million. We've been sold out frequently with this. Right now we have it in stock. It's a good time to stock up for the year at 50% off. That's Silver Bullet, InfoWarsLife.com. Representative Croker, we were just talking before the break about how you said there were 26 individuals in the Senate, 26-3, I think, and all but six of them changed after the governor vetoed it, and so they were not able to override the veto. That reminds me of what happened here in Texas. We had a Representative David Simpson who put a bill forward to stop the TSA from molesting children and adults, and he would treat those types of molestations for what they were, sexual assault. And it was passed with a strong majority. I think it was even unanimous in one of the houses here in Texas. And then we had the lieutenant governor, as well as the governor, get involved. And they shut it down at the Senate level. We even had the government, the federal government, threatening to make Texas a no-fly zone. So there's a lot of political pressure, a lot of partisan pressure to toe this line. What do you make of that?
It's frustrating, and it's politics. Mm-hmm. But I think another thing that's frustrating about it is another case of us giving up our power in the legislative branch of government. I mean, if we're going to bow down to the governor and let him determine what we're going to pass or not and not override him when we have the votes, well, why do we even meet as a legislature? Why don't we just give him a list of what he wants to pass and then say, okay, it's passed? I mean, I think our founders set up a system of a balance of power, you know, for a very good reason, and we need to remain strong as a legislature. And I mean, if it was right for the Senate to vote for that bill before the governor vetoed it, it should have been right for them to vote to override him.
Well, I can tell that you're someone who takes the Constitution far more seriously than they do being in part of a political club. I really salute you for that. I think that's a smart move, actually. Quite frankly, I think a lot of people are really fed up with politics as usual. They're really fed up with the Republicans and the Democrats who just go along and run roughshod over our rights so that they can toady up to the people in power. I really appreciate you standing up to that. Now, you said that the Wyoming legislature is going to offer another bill, you believe. Is that going to be not as strong as this bill? How is that going to be different, and why do you think that might be able to pass?
I think we'll be able to keep it as strong as we can. A couple issues that are the way Wyoming works, our general session, we're done with our legislative session for the year. Now the committees will each meet two or three times during the interim to work on topics to bring back as committee-sponsored bills. And our Judiciary Committee is looking at the topic again. And I feel pretty confident that our committee is going to hold strong, and that if we come up with a bill, that it'll be just as strong and it will require a conviction. There might be a few changes that we can make here and there, some small minor changes. For example, one thing that the prosecutors were upset about is our bill required a felony conviction before any asset forfeiture could take place. And they've said, well, what about in the case of a misdemeanor? Well, if it's a small amount of money, it might be appropriate to say for an amount of $1,000 or less, that's appropriate with a misdemeanor conviction. So there might be some small changes we can make in our bill there. But to me, the important thing is having that conviction to make sure that you are convicted before the government forfeits your property. And that's one of the frustrating things. It's kind of a red herring talking point that's thrown out there by the governor when he says that crime should not pay. Well, I agree. And under our bill that he vetoed, crime wouldn't pay because it would still allow the government to forfeit funds from a drug crime if they were demonstrated that they came as profit from drug dealing. The difference is you have to convict the person and find him guilty, and then as part of the sentencing, it would allow the judge to forfeit those funds if they were direct profits from criminal activity.
And that's the problem, is that he's saying crime should not pay. They're determining that you're criminal because they've taken away your presumption of innocence. That's very important. I'm sorry we're out of time, but thank you so much for joining us. We're going to be watching that very closely. And I know it took a lot of citizen action to get that passed in New Mexico. Over 5,000 people called the governor, told her to sign it. Thank you so much, Representative Kendall Croker.
The Empire on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Is the U.S. involved with any procuring of weapons, transfer of weapons, buying, selling, anyhow transferring weapons to Turkey out of Libya?
To Turkey?
It is a big idea. A new world order.
How is it that this organization is so well-funded, so organized?
Islamic State-linked militants have gained a stronger foothold in Libya, seizing new economically vital areas of the country.
The leader of ISIS in Libya is none other than Abdel Hakim Belhaj. And, of course, he was armed to the teeth by NATO.
A world in which there is a very real prospect of a new world order.
The Russians say they're negotiating with North Korea.
Korea to hold joint military exercises. Kim Jong-un and Vladimir Putin teaming up, creating an ominous alliance against the United States.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is aggressively opposing the nuclear deal that the U.S. government is negotiating with Iran.
Saudi Arabia is apparently prepared to allow Israeli jets into its airspace to conduct attacks on Iran.
We have an unprecedented opportunity to build a new world order.
I set up a foundation in Ukraine and played an important part in events now.
Ukraine is set to receive the first tranche of an international monetary fund aid package.
We had brokered a deal to transition power in Ukraine.
Vladimir Putin is on the move.
Only when this transformation is complete will we be able to take full measure of the opportunities presented by this new and evolving world order.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
Back to the Alex Jones Show. Now, what you just heard when that liner, of course, people talking about the New World Order, George Bush, as well as the Bilderberg Group. Of course, we were attacked by Bloomberg for suggesting that Jeb Bush might even attend. I mean, who would think that a presidential candidate would attend Bilderberg? It isn't like it's happened before. No, it has happened before. We've documented it as Alex Jones joined us in the first hour and talked about how he got pictures of people sneaking in, the Secret Service cars bringing in Hillary Clinton and Obama. And, of course, I think they kind of arbitrated as to which one of them was going to run. She dropped out shortly after that. Nevertheless, Bilderberg is something we ought to ask questions about. Just as I point out, people are asking questions about the ridiculous lies that are being told about the Walmart store closings. Shouldn't we be concerned about the ridiculous lies that are being told about the European Union, for example, that began at Bilderberg? That's the very first meeting. We've got the minutes of the very first meeting have been leaked, and we can see that that's what they were talking about 61 years ago. So, yeah, we should ask questions about that. We should ask where this is all going. Of course, in the last segment, we've been talking to a state representative from Wyoming, Kendall Croker, we were talking about efforts there to stop civil asset forfeiture. It's an amazing legal fiction that was foisted upon us as part of the war on drugs, put upon us by Ronald Reagan, just like mandatory minimums, except this is, in one respect, perhaps even more dangerous because of all the lies that are folded into this term. For example, the idea that it is civil precludes you from having any attorney representing you. And as Representative Croker was saying, the amounts that are typically seized are usually large enough that it's profitable for the police department, but not large enough that it would profit you to actually hire an attorney to try to get your property back. And, of course, your property is what is charged with the crime, not you, because they don't have to assert that you had anything to do with it. In most cases, the people are never charged with a crime. They just confiscate the property. I want to read to you one of the abusive cases in New Mexico. And, of course, New Mexico just passed a law to stop this. It was passed unanimously in the House and the Senate, bipartisan support. It took quite a while for the Republican governor there to sign it. Unlike the Republican governor in Wyoming, who vetoed this, the Republican governor in New Mexico did finally sign it. Of course, 5,000 people, according to FreedomWorks, called the governor's office to get her to sign that. But let me read to you a particular example, just to give you a feel for how this works. In one particularly egregious case, this is from thinkprogress.org, they say, in 2010, state police in Albuquerque the Albuquerque Police Department, the State Police Department, and Homeland Security all conspired. This is not a conspiracy theory. This actually happened to seize $16,925 from a father and son who had taken a road trip to Las Vegas. They had won this gambling in Las Vegas. They had cash on them. They were initially pulled over by the state police, the highway patrol. They were going 5 miles over the speed limit. They searched their car for hours. They eventually found the cash. They referred to the 60-year-old man as a boy. And when they finally allowed the father and son to leave, the officer told them that their ordeal, quote, wasn't over yet. And it wasn't. They were subsequently pulled over by the Albuquerque police for, quote, improperly changing lanes. So first they're pulled over for just going 5 miles over the speed limit. Search, they found some money. Then they contact the Albuquerque police, and they pull them over for saying that they improperly changed lanes. Then a Homeland Security officer arrives at the scene, takes the money and their car, and leaves them stranded on the side of the road. Now, the ACLU eventually won a lawsuit getting their money back. And again, that points out that this is something that both the left and the right can agree that we should have. Imagine that. Due process. That you should be presumed innocent, that you should be charged with a crime, that you should be found guilty. And then if there's a financial punishment, that punishment ought to be proportional to what the crime is. I think the left and the right can agree on that. And we have some bills that are coming up that is bipartisan support, Democrat and Republican senators. We played a couple of clips from Mike Lee and Rand Paul. I want to play one more from Mike Lee where he talks about how the deck is stacked against property owners. This is Senator Mike Lee.
So, under the status quo as it operates, in your experience, how hard is it generally for an innocent person to get his or her property back once it's been seized in a civil asset forfeiture proceeding?
It's very difficult. It's extremely hard because, as I testified before, the deck is stacked against property owners. You're not guaranteed counsel, and often the property is worth less than the amount of legal fees. The agency will immediately start administrative forfeitures, and the burden is on property owners to timely file a claim. There have been numerous reports of even the notices that property owners get are unclear. People don't know what agency of all the, you know, between the state and local that sees their property, where are they supposed to file this claim? And there's no good cause exception. If the property owner misses that deadline by a single day or even just minutes late from the filing deadline, it's administratively forfeited, and that's it. If they're lucky enough to survive all these loopholes and make it to federal court by timely filing a claim, then again, these burdens are still stacked against property owners. And even in the end, they might be able to recover attorney's fees, but that provision has also been gutted. And so very frequently, property owners do not actually recover their attorney's fees under CAFRA. So it is a system that is stacked against property owners, and that needs to change.
Yeah, to give you an idea of how it's stacked, let's take a look at the legislation that is before Congress as well as before the Senate that's also supported by Representative Tim Walberg, Republican from Michigan, in the House. He's introduced along with Rand Paul the Fifth Amendment Integrity Restoration Act. They call it FAIR. Now, to look at the points of what they've come through with this, first of all, there's a profit motive. Remember, the Wyoming governor said crime should not pay. Well, crime does pay for the police departments that support their operations with what they confiscate for people. You know, it was Lysander Spooner who said the difference between the government and a highway robber is that a highway robber merely steals your money. The government steals your money and then follows you down the road nagging you, okay? So that is not even a hyperbole anymore. It is quite literally true. They pull you over, they search you till they find some cash or something that they want, and then they notify their buddies in another jurisdiction, they pull them over, and they take their $17,000 and their car and leave them standing on the side of the road. Okay, that's highway robbery. And that's how they fund their police departments in many cases. So first thing the FAIR Act would do would be to, and this is what any legislation that's going to pull this down at the state level needs to attack these individual points as well. And it helps you understand really how bad this is, how far off the rails the American system has gone in fighting this futile war on drugs. And I say it's futile because I'm talking to the people who think that that's going to stop our youth from abusing drugs, okay? That's not done that for 40 years. It isn't going to do it. It makes everything worse. It doesn't affect drug use whatsoever. It just destroys our legal system and corrupts the government. So it is doing what it was designed to do, and that is to make a lot of money for the government to provide a justification for virtually any kind of authoritarian police state they want to construct. So the first thing you've got to do is remove the profit motive from them. The second thing you need to do is have a standard of proof. Right now, the government just has to say, well, we've got a preponderance of evidence. No, they would have to have a clear and convincing evidence that the property is even subject to forfeiture, number one. Number two, you would be considered to be innocent until proven guilty. What a novel idea. I mean, we have had a lot of people die to establish these principles hundreds of years ago, that we would be innocent until proven guilty, that we would have a trial by jury of our peers, that we would have due process. So that would restore that. So you've got profit motive, you've got standard of proof, you've got innocent owner defense, and then structuring. This is where they take your cash because they say that you deposited less than $10,000 so you could avoid filing a report. Well, that was put in, ostensibly, to try to get to people who were laundering money for criminal actions. But now they're taking money from people who are just business owners, who maybe were not even trying to avoid all the paperwork involved in depositing $10,000 for their restaurant. They just go in and they confiscate that money. And, of course, the money was legitimate. They can show that it was legitimate. And they're not trying to launder money for a criminal operation. So, first of all, they would have to show that the owner knowingly sought to avoid bank reporting and that it was not derived from a criminal source. The next thing is proportionality. The idea, as supported in the Bill of Rights, directly, expressly protected in the Bill of Rights, saying that when you are found guilty, you will have not have excessive fines or punishments, so it would be proportional to it. Then also legal representation. That's also in the Constitution, and we're ignoring that with the civil asset forfeiture. Again, that's the idea, is that they do it civilly. They charge the property. They do it as a civil, not as a criminal process, and that's how they get around this. And then finally, they would report what is actually happening, because this stuff is going on, and for the most part, it's not being reported. And it's been going on for decades. We need to understand that there have to be checks in place, and we have to have a government that is going to respect the law. But, of course, it's not just confiscating your cash along the side of the road. We actually have a banker, the chief economist for Citigroup, who is saying we need to ban cash altogether. Now, this is a guy, his name is Willem, I think it's Bueller, is that the way you pronounce his name? Bueller? anyway, it's B-U-I-T-E-R. And he's the same guy that last year told us that gold was in a 6,000-year-old bubble. You know, if it's lasted for 6,000 years, it's by definition not a bubble. But nevertheless, he is the chief economist. That's the brain trust there, saying they've got gold in a 6,000-year bubble. He doesn't believe that. Greenspan doesn't believe that. Greenspan said gold is real money. He made that very clear. He said that, I think it was at a CFR meeting, a Council on Foreign Relations meeting. They first didn't put that up on their website. They edited that out. Somebody else that was there recorded it and put it up. And then they said, oh, well, you know, that was just an oversight. Yeah, right. No, they actually did put that up. And he actually did say that gold is real money. It's the only thing that is real money. Nevertheless, they will lie to you about it, because they want, this is part of the deception. Now he's coming out and saying that we need to ban cash. Now here's the rationale for it. They're saying that one of the ways that they can control the economy, that they can stimulate the economy, and this is Keynesian economics, they can stimulate the economy by reducing interest rates. Well, they've played that card. They don't have that anymore. They've kept interest rates down at about 0% now for a long time. And guess what? The economy is still flatlining by real measurements. Of course, Obama will tell us that we're doing great. And, of course, the stock market is doing great. They can pump money into the stock market, and they are doing that. But in terms of other measurements, real measurements, in terms of the quality of jobs, the wages that people have in their disposable income, any real metric, it's not doing well. So they're looking at other ways to stimulate it. And, of course, the very fact that they're looking at ways to stimulate the economy tells you that it's not doing well. So he says, so we have to have something else. You know, we got zero interest rates, that's still not doing it. So we've got to go to negative interest rates. We've got to force people to spend the money, because if they save it, we're going to charge them a fee. That's what negative interest rates are. They're going to charge you a fee for the money that you actually save. So it's not enough that we have a tax code that rewards you for borrowing money and punishes you for saving. It's not enough that we have banks who now give you no interest at all. Now they're going to charge you a negative interest rate to have your money in the bank. But he goes, but the problem with that is, if we charge people a negative interest rate, they're going to take the money out in cash. So what do we do? What is a central bank to do? Well, he's got three proposals. Number one, they can abolish currency. Just abolish it. Okay? That's one way that they can confiscate your money. The other way is they can tax currency. Third way is they can remove the fixed exchange rate between currency and central bank reserves and deposits. Well, let's talk about that first one, abolishing currency. Now, he says, there's a couple of problems with abolishing currency. Again, this is the chief economist for Citibank, very highly connected in the elite financial circles, Willem Buiter. He says abolishing currency will constitute a noticeable change,
yeah,
in many people's lives, and change often tends to be resisted. Yeah, that's why you see all of these drills about martial law. They're very concerned about that. They're very concerned about what happens when this fiction called the petrodollar that was created between Richard Nixon and Saudi Arabia back in the 1970s, when that thing pops, that's the bubble. It's not gold. Gold is not a 6,000-year-old bubble. The petrodollar, now that's the bubble. That's a bubble that supports the entire American economy. When that bubble bursts, you're going to have massive economic consequences. And that's why they're training for martial law. So, you know, that would be a downside of abolishing currency, because that would kind of upset people. Yeah, I think it would, because they would understand what's behind that. He says currency use remains high among the poor and older people. So he suggests to keep low denomination cash in circulation, nothing higher than a $5 bill, he says. That might solve the problem. And so he goes through a whole bunch of different scenarios. He's got about five of them here. But he dismisses each of these things in turn, they say in the article. This is Zero Hedge. He says, in summary, we therefore conclude that the arguments against abolishing currency are rather weak. In other words, in plain language, he's saying, we have a good case to abolish currency. So all these objections, they're actually pretty weak, but yeah, we got a good case to do it. Now, of course, we got Bloomberg, and the same people who mocked us today about reporting about Bilderberg say, well, the chances of an administration taking the decision to abolish cash seem vanishingly small. Oh, really? Really? You think so? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey's filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
Why use dial-up when you can use broadband? Why travel with this when you can use this? And why would anyone use colloidal or ionic silver when you can use supernatural silver? Supernatural silver is state-of-the-art, and it's been clinically proven to be several hundred times more effective than those other silvers. It's powerful enough to protect you and your family from the threat of deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. But it's so safe that it can be used internally or topically, and you'll never again deal with the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics. Hundreds of scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions have all shown supernatural silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against invading pathogens. Supernatural silver is a must-have for your arsenal. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with supernatural silver.
I want more candy!
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. We're going to be joined in the next hour with Leanne McAdoo, and of course she is one of the anchors here at the InfoWars Nightly News. It's something, if you're not a subscriber to Prison Planet TV, please subscribe to that. That supports our operation. Of course, it gives you access to not only the nightly news each night as it happens, but also to all of Alex Jones's documentaries, and you can share that with a lot of people. It's now up to 20 people you can share that with at a time. That's one way to support our operation. Another way is with the products that you'll find at InfoWarsStore.com. We have some specials there. We have ProPure filters, all 10% off with promo code WATER right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And, of course, you can prepare for any kind of uncertainty by having My Patriot Supply emergency food supplies. And you'll find a wide assortment of products there. That's at the InfoWarsStore.com. Water filters to make sure you've got clean water and have access to that if there's an emergency, as well as an emergency food supply. You never know what's going to happen. This is what we're talking about. They got the Citibank chief economist talking about how he wants to ban cash. And look at what's happening in Greece. I mentioned this yesterday. The fact that the Greek government, in order to satisfy the bankers, is confiscating all government cash everywhere. They're confiscating reserves from local governments. They say the governments, this is the opposition party talking, they say the government's decision to seize our reserves not only raises legal and constitutional issues, but also moral ones. Yeah, absolutely. They're taking it from the municipalities there. They say no government before this has ever dared to touch the money from municipalities, from cities. But of course, we've seen this, interestingly enough, in Venezuela. And this is a radical leftist party that has taken control of Greece as well. They thought that the leftists would stand up to the bankers. And you would think, wouldn't you, that Hugo Chavez would have stood up to the bankers in Venezuela, but he didn't. They bragged about how they got a 700% return on investment, how the people there had to go to another country to get their food, their water, their medicine. That's why you need to prepare, because you never know when that's going to happen here. They think that these leftists in Venezuela, these leftists in Greece, are going to stand up to the central bank, and yet they toady up to them even more so than the other guys. That's what's happening here. They're actually going in and taking the money away from municipalities, and they're not going to be able to follow through with their commitments in order to satisfy the central bankers. That's one of the things we need to be very careful of. We're looking at this Trans-Pacific Partnership, as I mentioned yesterday, the fact that they're now pushing the people in Europe, telling them that the only way they're going to solve these financial problems is for the individual nation states to give up sovereignty to become a United States of Europe. Alan Greenspan has said it. The head of the largest bond fund has said it. But there is so much more in these trade agreements. As I said earlier, we see corporations like Sony who want to be able to shut down your website if they merely allege a copyright violation. Of course, there's a lot of that type of stuff in these trade agreements. There's also stuff that would require countries to prohibit them from banning things like GMOs. It would also force a lot of other multinational corporation products on people. Isn't it interesting that that's their model for how they operate anymore? It used to be that the crony capitalism model was they would go to Congress and they would get legislation passed that would be a burden to the small competitors, that would essentially cut off the bottom rungs of the ladder of competition. It would keep people from starting up new businesses and competition to them. They would also get direct subsidies by getting contracts. But now what they do is they hold a gun to your head and they force you to buy their product, just like they're trying to do with vaccines. If they can force you to buy health insurance and define what kind of coverage you're going to have, they can force you to take medicine, inject that into your children. They can force you to do anything. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Supermale Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Supermale and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want it stunned and dumbed down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.